We are into the 9 o'clock hour on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Tomorrow at this time, all I can say is you will want to be listening tomorrow at this time. Something cool that we're doing on tomorrow's show in this segment at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. Also, John McClain is in tomorrow at 7:40 as well. We'll discuss the Texans, the Astros, obviously, with a big Game 3 today. How do you guys feel in advance of a Game 3? Keuchel, Eovaldi. We'll get into Bregman and the Instagram stuff in a second. What are your emotions right now? Confidence? Nervousness?
I'm glad you mentioned Bregman, because I honestly, in light of all of this hubbub over his Snapchat where he showed the three home runs Eovaldi gave up the last time when he was with Tampa, and as my wife pointed out to me, that he's probably Bregman. Bregman might just be trying to poke the bear a little bit and get the Red Sox pitchers to pitch to him. I don't think they're going to start pitching to him, but they do. Look, they do pitch some strikes. I think there's going to be a moment in this series where Bregman just starts to pounce. And is just like with Barry Bonds back in the day, you can pitch around him all you want, but when he gets that strike, he's going to take it to the house. And I'm waiting for that moment. I eagerly anticipate that moment. I think it's going to come sometime in the next couple of games where he just it's in a big spot that happens. And I feel good. I know, Paul, you have all the cerebral reasons to be worried about Dallas Keuchel, and they're all valid and very true. In my gut, I feel a great performance out of Dallas Keuchel tonight.
Well, this is the one game in Houston that I'm worried about. I think they win game four. I think they win game five. Charlie Morton's on the mound for game four. You're going to have Verlander game five. Yeah. I think you're fine for both of those games. This is the game that's going to determine what happens. Because I think if you do go back to Boston, there is the chance that even if you are up 3-2, that Boston could potentially take it from you. I would like to see 3 wins in a row. I don't know if it happens. I predicted it. Again, predictions are predictions. Do they really matter? This is the biggest start of Dallas Keuchel's career. No doubt about it. This is the best lineup that he's going up against.
You can't argue that. He was pitching game 5 2-2 last
year.
He didn't pitch well, but that was bigger.
If he wants a big-time contract somewhere else, he has to deliver today.
We haven't even...
How about this?
This could be his last start.
It's strange that we've gotten so far into the season where mostly when you talk about Dallas Keuchel's looming free agency, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, but it's not clear and present in everybody's mind.
Because I don't think anyone really minds about the idea that he'll leave because of his performance this year.
I think it's more that, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think the assumption is they'll let him walk away.
Right.
Forrest Whitley, who unfortunately didn't pitch this year at the major league level, I think has been doing some things in whatever the hell league he's pitching, fall league, whatever.
If he's all clean and sober and not hopped up on greenies or whatever the hell they're doing these days.
So you could theoretically just plug him into the rotation. Plus, they have other guys who have been starters, McHugh, Peacock, these kind of guys. I think it's more just the overall assumption that he will leave after the season.
But there's a sentimental... I feel in some way... Like, we as a fan base have almost become too cynical or just too heartless about Dallas Keuchel, who was, like, one of the first things that we had to be really excited about this current squad.
He won the Cy Young.
It was like the harbinger of things to come. To where now I feel like sometimes the way Patriots fans do, where you got so much of a good thing that you're kind of like, Keuchel, whatever, he doesn't have it anymore, so see you later, bud. It was good while it lasted.
But to those people who feel that way's point, including myself, I mean, it's accurate. He has not been the same guy this season. The ground balls are not happening to the same way.
Right, and when I'm agreeing with you on all of that.
I don't think you're disagreeing. Yeah. I just think that's why people have sort of moved on the way that they have.
Yeah.
I think it is because they realize he is no longer he's no longer one of the top dogs. And again, there's so many top dogs here. Like, it's easy to sort of just be like, oh yeah, Dallas Keuchel, he's here, and his contract's up at the end of the year. But think of all the names: Verlander, Bregman, Cole, Springer, Correa, Altuve, all those guys.
I think, Seth, that's a good take. You think about really the first two or three really good things to happen in this massive rebuild were Jose Altuve and Dallas Keuchel. Those are the first two, like, really good things. And you'll look at, like, overall value. They took Keuchel in the 7th round 9 years ago. He's made $30 million, and he's been a multi-time All-Star and a Cy Young. That's getting immense value. That's how you build World Series champions, is by drafting and developing guys like this. And I guess a lot of it is the fact that he's dropped off as a pitcher. in the last couple of years, even though the seasons have been pretty good. Last year was a genuinely high-level season. This year, after the, 3-8 start, when he said 3-8, it doesn't feel like 3-8. He was right about that. He bounced back, and now he's 12-11 during the season. But that sentimentality, for some reason, has been lost in the last year or two.
And that's where, like, I hope, just for sentimentality's sake, if this is going to be it for the Houston Astros and Dallas Keuchel, which by the way, let's remember that baseball free agency has become kind of a muted affair, and nobody really knows exactly what kind of contracts guys should be getting in free agency, especially with guys with question marks.
We thought he was going to get a huge contract going into the year at the end of the season, and that probably won't be the case.
Right, so it's not a foregone conclusion that he's going to go get buckets of money compared to what he might get here, but it's likely that he's going to be gone. I would just like... In his last couple appearances with the Astros, it sure would be nice if he had a couple of epic performances. Like something that the next time he comes and plays at Minute Maid and they play a highlight reel, that you've got some extra super special warm memories of it.
Would it be safe to say this is the biggest start an Astros had this season? The only one I think would compare would be Verlander on Saturday, right? I know it's... know that... You were up, 1-0, 2-0. You swept the Indians. But
it's 1-1 early in the series. Either team that loses this isn't going to feel like you're out of it, or you've got no hope or chance.
I mean, you've got a lot of pressure on Keuchel. I think more just the amount of pressure that is on him for this, not for just this season, but also for this offseason as well. I think it is a whole lot.
Our friend Joan texted in DWIattorney.com text line and said, "We're not cynical. Baseball free agency has created this monster. I personally always want the chemistry to stay. I'm the softy. Dallas may want to stay, but obviously he knows the team will move on." You have gotten that sense with Keuchel's comments about free agency that, these guys, I don't know if I use the word ruthless, but they are pretty calculating. And from a baseball standpoint, it's obviously worked in spades the last couple of years, that whatever they're willing to pay him, somebody else is probably going to be willing to pay more.
Yeah.
Alex Bregman, AJ Hinch weighed in on this whole Instagram story, quote unquote, controversy.
I think it was a Snapchat story, wasn't it?
Instagram.
It was Instagram.
Instagram story, yes.
The folks have gotten off Snapchat.
Lander gave me fake news. People are.
You look at Snapchat's stock price, it's way down.
They stole from Snapchat, though.
They did, yeah. And now Snapchat's basically dead, essentially.
Instagram just copied everything Snapchat did.
Snapchat. Yeah. Okay. Well, good for them.
Filters as well.
Yeah.
Here was AJ Hinch on the death of Snapchat.
You know, I obviously there's fun banter. You know, you go back and you hear the New York and the Boston in the New York series. You get the different tweets and the different Instagram posts, and it's all in good fun. And we have a sport full of great personalities. And there's a fine line. Yeah, is it disrespectful? No. If it crosses a line, if you have to question whether it crosses the line, it probably does. And so I don't look any further into that. We want guys to have their personalities, have their fun. Then you got to go out and back it up. If you are going to put yourself out there, you got to back it up a little bit. But this is all in fun banter and competition. And we're playing a baseball game against, against a really good team in front of millions and millions of people. Let your personality shine a little bit.
And he's going to back it up. That's
Tyler on the right.
Troll away.
Troll away. That was the money shot.
The well timed. I like it.
And look, that's who he is. So why should he hide it? And I'm annoyed by those up in Boston acting like this is somehow going to motivate the Red Sox further. I mean, that's just ridiculous to me. This is
it's the ALCS.
This is the American League Championship Series.
Brought to you by Google
one.
Assistant.
Oh, all of a sudden, Yovaldi's going to go on the mound. He's like, oh, man, that Alex Bregman, that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he dared to show something that actually happened to me, giving up back-to-back-to-back home runs against the Astros earlier this season. How dare he show something that factually happened? How dare he expose me? As he probably was actually doing a little bit of film study of the way that Nathan Eovaldi pitches, because that's what Bregman does. Bregman is more prepared than anyone in baseball. That's why he's been walked 10 times thus far. I just hate bulletin board material.
You hate people being opposed to bulletin board
material.
Well,
I think that people make a bigger deal out of bulletin board material than they actually should. I think the real comeuppance is if you give someone bulletin board material and you end up screwing up. You end up losing.
That's what Mike's terrified of.
But yes. to act like it's going to motivate the Red Sox further or something like that, or it's like shooting them in the arm
with
a PED.
Do you deny that it motivates people, though? Because like Bill Belichick loves using bulletin board material.
Parcells love that kind
like,
of stuff too.
Honestly, like I feel like it does motivate people.
I agree, but here I feel like it, what motivation is it going to bring to the table? And honestly,
just a little bit extra. The lanyap.
The what?
The lanyap. That's a little bit of extra something, like the 13th donut. That's a lanyap.
Fine. I feel like lanyap. Bregman is motivating himself by motivating the Red Sox then vicariously.
Bregman with his LSU Cajun Creole roots is just providing a little bit of lanyap. He's like, here, Uvalde. Here's three home runs plus a little extra on top.
I've learned chutzpah as well on the side because, okay. he is Jewish, correct?
Yeah.
Well, chutzpah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Text from 844. McCullers was pissed about the Yankees thumbs down crap, but he's okay with this. The Yankees thumbs down was annoying.
Wait, has McCullers even weighed in on this?
I don't know if he has weighed on this.
What the hell are you talking about, bro?
I guess I need to look at Lance's Twitter.
The thumbs down stuff is just annoying. Like that wasn't specifically against the Astros. That was just an annoying thing from their holdover of the game they had to play with that Mets fan that was at the Yankees game.
Oh wow, there's a George R.R. Martin lookalike that's holding a thumb down in the middle of a game. Let's turn this into our rally cry.
You know what does make me feel better? Like a warm blanket on a cold day like this. I like Brian McCann behind the plate today. That makes me feel more confident heading into a big game 3 today. I just want to throw that out there.